Dear Diary, the Indians and I were marching over the hill. We were heading towards Griffin's Wharf, where Hall, Bruce, and Coffin's vessels lay. There were other ships surrounding the harbor by war. I could see them. As we got closer, we all had a meeting a day prior to discuss how everything was to go down. We had a couple hours in advance to get ready for all the boycotting. We dressed up as Indians, grabbing our tomahawks and other weapons. We had big blankets, and our weapons were muffled. The copper face paint really topped it off. We looked so indescribable. We split up in three groups and began to crack open the chests and toss them overboard. All of us had such a great feeling. When on the ship, we brought up tackle and rope to assure everyone no harm was intended. We only wanted the tea. By 9 o'clock, all tea had been dumped. A lot of people gathered around to see what was happening. One guy even tried taking the tea and putting it in his coat. Unfortunately, he was tarred and feathered. The next morning, paddle boats were out of the harbor looking for tea to use. The feeling was so amazing. Everyone felt great, finally taking a bigger action. We repelled to drink tea until duties were taken away. But with this event, we knew there would be consequences. Sincerely, Thomas.